You're listening to Bit by Bit, June 20th, 2007. Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Sprankle and this is Bit by Bit, a podcast by teachers for teachers, talking and reflecting about the use of technology in education and the changing classroom environment in the 21st century. How y'all doing? I hope you're well. I am recording this the night before the last day of school at Wells Elementary. It's hard to believe that it's actually here, and I've got a pretty busy week next week with a workshop and a keynote that I've been getting ready for, so I haven't had a lot of time, but I still wanted to get a show done so I can stick with this weekly show, hopefully, throughout at least the summer. So tonight's show is going to be pretty quick, but it's about saving time anyway. In the past 2 years, 2.5 years has it been, I guess, I've been listening to podcasts on a daily basis. And mostly in my car, to and fro work, being able to hook up my iPod to the car stereo. I'm fortunate enough to have a tape deck in the car that I have now, and so I can plug right into that and not have to transmit it over the FM waves like I had done in my previous car. But either way, podcast sounds pretty good that way. So if you haven't done that, it's a great way to spend the commute time. And a lot of cars are actually putting in inputs where iPods can plug right in. So it's a great thing. So thinking of summer, a lot of you may not have the daily commute to go to school, but you might be taking a long summer trip and you're probably going to want to load up on your podcast. And you may be still working and want to listen to some podcasts in the background, and that's all well and good. However, a lot of people aren't doing podcasts. They're writing really great blogs, really great professional development happening with blogs, of course. Well, I've been meaning to do this for a while, and I've seen this actually on Wes Fryer's site, where you can either read his blogs or there's a button at the bottom where you can listen to the blog being read to you. And of course, you can subscribe to that as an RSS feed and use it as a podcast. So today I'm going to talk about two sites mostly. I checked out three sites in all where you could easily take a feed from a blog and plug it in to turn it into an audio reading of that blog. And I'm thinking about this from the end of the blog reader, not the blog creator. So I'm looking at this as just taking anybody's feed and making it into an audio rather than doing that on your own site like Wes Fryer has done. So I actually looked up three sites that came up in my search. Talker, which I've heard before, and that's what Wes Fryer uses. And the other one is Feed to Podcast. And then the last one is Odigio. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's Odigio. And I actually won't talk about that at all because I signed up for it, and then the response after you validate your email was that we'll be in contact with you. So it seems like a more laborious process to get set up with them. So I'll actually cut that off the list. But, you know, that might be something to check out. So both Talker and Feed to Podcast worked very well for the feeds that I was trying to set up. And not equally with all feeds. For instance, I went to Cheryl Oakes' blog and grabbed her feed, and it only worked in Talker, and I could not get that to work in Podcast, Feed to Podcast. So you might have to mix and match here. But let me just review Talker. You go, it's very easy to set up an account. Just fill out your email, and I think you get a validating email. It's free. You can have unlimited feeds there, which I think is different than the last time I checked it, because I think you could only have so many feeds that you subscribe to. So with Talker, you would take the website address and put it into their form, and then they will go and actually automatically find the feed address from that blog. It had trouble with my site, Bit by Bit, and that may be because I go through feedburner.com to have my feed come out so that I get statistics on that and on. So it did have trouble, and I was not able to make it happen successfully with Bit by Bit. But I did enter the actual feed from FeedBurner, and I was able to get that to work at the Talker site. However, it did not work when I later subscribed in iTunes. So see how there's some issues. You gotta kind of mix and match between both of these sources and any others that you find out there. So you can subscribe to as many feeds that you like, and then you take that feed address that they give you, and you will subscribe in iTunes or any podcast aggregator at that point. Then it is read with a computer voice, not too bad. It's a woman's voice. I don't know if you can change that to a male. I didn't see any place that you could do that, but it does sound a little strange hearing, for instance, Dave Warlick in a woman's voice reading from his blog. I did find it a little confusing finding the correct address to put into iTunes. There's two things that you can click on, but so that took a little figuring out. But once I got that set up, it worked very well with Cheryl, and here is what hers sounds like. The thing that I do like about Talker is it reads the title of the blog entry to you, and it also tells you what data was published, and that's very nice. And you'll see that feed to podcast does not do that. So here is Cheryl via Talker.
This story from WOCSD Tech Talk is entitled Great Links of This Week and was published on March 15, 2007. If you are looking for ideas to promote learning about the civil rights movement, please check out this site. http://www.visionaryproject.org Teacher, have you been looking for a collaborative calendar? Here is a free online calendar for organizations that will streamline the scheduling and communications process for your members. http://famundo.com Marco Polo, a standards-based curriculum.
So that works pretty nice. Not a bad computer voice, and a great way to catch up on a lot of blogs in the car without having to read them while driving. So the next one that I will talk about is Feed to Podcast. I appreciated this one a little bit more. It seemed a lot easier. This time, you won't use the actual blog address. You are going to have to go and copy that RSS feed address. And again, you have a form to put this in, and you click subscribe, and you'll get a new page that has a little widget that you could actually take and put into a blog or a web page. But then again, you also are given the address feed that you would then take to iTunes to subscribe. Again, it's free. Seemed a little easier, very clean-cut way to get the address. No sign-up was necessary at all. That was very, very nice. And this time, it's a man's voice. Actually, it reminded me a little bit of Scott Lockman. I don't know if you recall Scott's educational podcast, and he also did a podcast on Tokyo. And Scott, if you're listening, I miss your educational podcast, and I hope that comes back sometime soon. So this time it was a man's voice. Again, I couldn't see any place to change that, but it sounded very well, very nice. This time, no reading of the title, or at least not specifically setting that apart, and then no date. So here's what that sounds like.
This is thinking outside the box for sure. You know all those hard-to-read nonsense letters/numbers that you need to add to prove that you are a human and not a dot. When entering info on a website, or posting a comment on a blog, for instance. Well, this site is taking content that has been digitized for the Internet Archive and needs a human touch to use as those puzzles. Digitizing through the use of OCR, optical character recognition, is an imperfect process, and requires editing. ReCAPTCHA is taking the words that have been scanned and remain unrecognizable and putting these into those puzzles that you have to enter the word to prove you are e-human. When enough people have responded to the word in the same way, then it is accepted as the edit. I can't help wondering how long this actually takes and marvel in the fact that we can collectively correct volumes of text, one tiny piece at a time. Clipped from ReCAPTCHA.net. Make your blog into a podcast like this one, at feed2podcast.com, and have a beautiful day.
So this is a great way to just have those blogs come into your iTunes, load them up on your podcast, and stay up to date on these blogs, especially the more prolific writers like Wes Fryer, for instance. So I will be loading up my iPod with many of these for the summer trips that I'll be taking, and you might want to do that as well. I hope this helps, and I hope that this is something that you might use, because it seems like a real good tool to be able to multitask and be able to take those blogs with you wherever you go. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week.